Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 6:30 now. Steve McIntosh here. 6:30 on a Friday morning with light snow and fog and 37 degrees. Several wildfires are burning in Colorado, with one growing at an alarming rate.
The East Troublesome wildfire scorched 170,000 acres by Thursday evening, the blaze exploding in unprecedented fashion from the day before.
We saw about 100,000 acres of growth on the fire.
Incident Commander Noel Livingston.
That's really unheard of for a fire in this part of the world in timber.
Officials worry it will merge with the Cameron Peak wildfire, the state's largest on record. Fire crews hope for a boost from Mother Nature in the coming days. The National Weather Service in Boulder saying a few inches of snow could fall Sunday. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A magnitude 3.2 earthquake shook an area on the Kansas-Oklahoma line Thursday night. The U.S. Geological Survey reported that the tremors struck at 8:17 p.m. and was centered in a remote area 22 miles northwest of Ponca City, Oklahoma, at a depth of almost 5 miles. A Kay County, Oklahoma sheriff's dispatcher said there were no reports of damage. City of Wichita held a groundbreaking ceremony for the Northwest Water Treatment Facility Thursday.
The plant will produce 120 million gallons of drinking water each day for surrounding communities. It's expected to be operational in 2024. Another groundbreaking on Thursday on the Wichita State University campus. This was for the new home for the Frank Barton School of Business. The school broke ground for a $60 million Woolsey Hall. The new building will provide cutting-edge resources for business and geology programs. It's expected to be complete in 2022. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas Chamber of Commerce has released a blueprint for upgrading workforce development that relies on expanding high school and college students' preparation for high-demand careers, massive growth of apprenticeship opportunities, and investment in recruiting of younger adults leaving the military, and former Kansans living in nearby Midwest cities.
The Reflector reports that at the core of the analysis was a belief that states successful in building a bigger talent pipeline to educate, train, recruit, and retain a qualified workforce would exceed economic progress in states that fell short on that front. The report, sponsored by the Kansas Chamber, focused on how education could better align with staffing needs of industries. The report concluded Kansas businesses were having difficulty finding workers with required skills, employers weren't sufficiently involved in the education system's workforce development, and the state's colleges and universities should more quickly respond to economic shifts.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson. There's more fallout over the investigation in the deadly police shooting of Breonna Taylor.
Another investigation has been launched in Louisville as anger continues to simmer over the death of Breonna Taylor. She's become a central figure in the Black Lives Matter movement. The officer who oversaw the unit that sent police to Taylor's home on a narcotics warrant is the subject of an internal investigation. This is a second grand jury member is speaking out anonymously, saying the jury should have been allowed to consider more charges against the three officers involved in the shooting. Another grand jury member recently won a court battle to speak out publicly about the secret proceedings. None of the officers directly involved in Taylor's shooting were charged in her death. One cop was charged for bullets that accidentally entered a neighbor's apartment. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Hollywood diversity study shows growth on screen, but not off.
A new study shows diversity on screen has improved among television actors, while executives overwhelmingly remain white and male. The second part of the UCLA Hollywood Diversity Report found that women hold only 32% of studio chairs and CEO jobs, while minorities just 8%. The first part of the report, released in February, echoes the second part, which found people of color made gains on screen but not off. Part two studied scripted TV and showed gains for women and minorities in nearly all of the 13 TV employment categories, but still not proportionately to their share of the population. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some cloud cover across south central Kansas, we will have a gradual clearing sky today. Our high just 47. Strong north winds between 15 and 35 miles per hour. A freeze warning in effect tonight. Our low near 30. Sunny and 51 on Saturday. And by Monday of next week, we could be talking snow with a high 29. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Right now we have light snow, fog, 37 degrees. North wind gusting to 33 miles per hour. And again, we're not talking about any accumulation or anything, just very light snow out there. Just had checked in the weather for Denver on Sunday, where the Chiefs play. Looks like about an 80% chance for snow and a high of 24 degrees. Miserable.
Yeah. Denver. There you go.
What did I say Saturday at K-State? 48? Mostly sunny and 48 Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, but again, that's the early game, so it's going to be pretty chilly early game.
Yeah, they'll have to wear the long sleeves and their mittens as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, right now light snow, fog, and 37 degrees. Today is Friday, October 23rd, 2020. On this date in 2009, President Barack Obama declared the swine flu outbreak a national emergency, giving his health chief the power to let hospitals move emergency rooms off-site to speed treatment and protect non-infected patients.
Hmm.
It was in 2009 when President Obama's strategy there with the swine flu outbreak. You've heard of cases where humans have rescued animals that were in dire straits, but in a new TV docuseries, the focus is being put on animals that have played a role in helping humans deal with tough times. It's titled The Animal Rescue Show.
Hmm.
And it makes its debut next week. Among the stories it will tell is about a child who uses a walker meeting up with a dog that uses special wheels to get around. And other features, prison inmates who receive comfort by training dogs for adoption, and one where pigs take part in a parade to help celebrate body positivity. A pig parade. That Animal Rescue Show debuts October 29th on the CBS All Access streaming service. And I have no idea what that is. I'm sure it's something on the web. But why don't they just put it on the network? I guess it's not good enough for the network itself. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, we got early voting underway, 10 days until Election Day. Oh, I was going to tell you about our latest critter alert. this morning I looked up and I saw a coyote running through our parking lot, and just a few steps behind, another coyote. So there were two of them. We had a double coyote sighting today in the parking lot of KNSS Radio and the Intercom radio stations. I've seen a coyote before. One time before, I've seen a coyote in our parking lot. And if you've been listening the past couple of weeks, there was a day just a few days ago, I saw two deer in the parking lot. So we've got quite a menagerie out here. Now, you think we're on East Douglas between Rock and Webb, all right?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A populated area, right?
We've got
a great
big
YMCA next door. We got the Marriott over there, the Marriott Hotel.
Sure.
And we got the schools down here, the independent school, whatever, down here. But, I remember coming up at Kellogg and Rock there and making that turn up on the ramp and seeing a deer run through there one morning. So,
yeah.
I mean, man and animals living close together and creating problems in the habitat. I'll tell you, here's a human being that's always been living too close to the animals, and that's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities for our commodity update. Good morning, Tom. Tom. We've lost Tom?
Yeah, we lost Tom.
Tom. Elmo. He's got it. I tell you, he's got to pay that phone bill. There's no doubt about it. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. We've been doing his updates on our show for many years. And what did he do? He probably sat on the button or something there. Good morning, Tom. Are you with us?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good to have you with us this morning. It's just too cold for you to work. Is that it?
That's exactly right. I can't take this change of weather.
There you go. All right. Tell us about the commodities there, sir.
Well, the steer and heifer average carcass weights continue to hold near record levels, with steers at 928 pounds, heifers 846 pounds, and we saw yesterday new lows for the slide made in the futures on yesterday's trade, with December and February making new lows for that move. Now, the entire cattle complex did close negative. We saw in the lean hogs they continue to trade lower on profit-taking, and we also saw December contract limit down yesterday. That means expanded limits for the lean hogs today. Cold storage report showed versus a year ago, beef stocks down 1%, pork stocks down 22%. And this afternoon at 2 o'clock is the cattle on feed report. At the close, December live cattle were $1.10 lower at $103.47. Jan feeders down 87 cents at $126.20. And December hogs down the $3 limit at $66.20. Now, 284,000 metric tons of U.S. soybean sales were announced yesterday morning, and the weekly corn and soybean export sales were very strong yesterday. Wheat closed negative and corn and soybeans positive, but they came off their session highs. Now, new highs were made yesterday in the corn, soybean, and soybean meal futures. At the moment, December KC wheat, 6¾ cents higher at 567. December corn, 1¾ cents higher at 418, with November beans up 2 cents at 1075¾. December crude oil is 15 cents higher at $40.79. December gold, $9.50 higher at $1,914.20. December S&P, 10¾ points higher at 3,460. December dollar index is 17 cents lower at $92.79. And December Dow Jones futures, 99 points higher at 28,367. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, you know, just thinking, I can just imagine you and your lovely wife, Patty, going out for a nice romantic dinner, candlelight, maybe a little wine, and a nice romantic dinner, and you leaning into her and looking her in the eye and saying, "Patty, dear, did you see what happened with the steer and heifer average carcass weight today?"
I hate to say it, but there has been instances like that.
You're such a charmer.
I know.
All right, Tom. Good to be with you this morning. Stay warm out there.
Stay here, Steve.
We'll see you Monday. Stay warm now. 641 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. On the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.